Farmers are being encouraged to review biosecurity measures and report any sick or dead birds or animals to authorities following the detection of the deadly H5 strain of bird flu on the Australian mainland for the first time. The discovery has fuelled fears among scientists, conservationists and agricultural groups who point to mass mortality events and species-level population reductions in overseas outbreaks. Seabird researcher Dr. Lauren Roman at the University of Tasmania says there's good reason to worry about the risk to Australian wildlife.
So this is a real concern if it does get into sea lions in Australia, which is, you know, it's a possibility if we get outbreaks in the country. It's also hit surface nesting seabirds really heavily as well. So birds like pelicans, cormorants, boobies, gannets, terns. So in some countries, you've had hundreds of thousands of birds dying over a space of months.
The Victorian Farmers Federation says the risk to human health remains very low and there's no evidence of infection in poultry, but that the virus could have significant impacts on agriculture if it becomes established in Australia. Agriculture Minister Julie Collins says the government knew Australia would not be free of bird flu forever and has developed more than 100 plans for important natural sites and susceptible species.